But wait, Beethoven carries the fragmentation even further. The two parts of this split up are not just a neat division into head motive and jaunty motive. That would be much too simple-minded for Beethoven. What actually happens is that the second violins play the head plus the first note of the jaunty, whereupon the first violins respond with the remainder, namely the jaunty minus its first note. Now, this is no mere whim of Beethoven's. It exemplifies that special molecular growth process of his, the incredibly ongoing quality of his music, whereby motives or parts of motives can become attached or detached in infinite numbers of ways by constant repositioning, conjoining, and embedding. And this process is so intense and diversified that even so apparently destructive an activity as fragmentation contributes profusely to the growth of this living organism. Now, obviously, the study of these two little bars is fascinating and endless, so we have to get on to the next two bars, which are an almost literal repeat of what we just examined. But only almost literal. Did you notice the two added notes in the first violin part? In other words, the first time we heard. Now this time, on the repeat, we hear. Just enough elaboration to avoid a strictly literal repeat. And that transformation is also a nameable figure of speech, auxesis, an increase in density.